The first major milestone in the Democratic race for governor comes next month with the state party convention in Worcester. Candidates must win the support of 15% of delegates to earn a spot on the Democratic primary ballot. Treasurer Steve Grossman has his eye on a bigger prize, winning the convention and getting the party's official endorsement. WBUR political reporter David Scharfenberg looks at his insider strategy.
A Saturday morning at the Lexington Historical Society, a one-story white building festooned with red, white, and blue bunting. 35 Democratic activists gather to hear Treasurer Steve Grossman, one of five Democrats running for governor. Several Grossman has known for years. Others he's met more recently.
I remember being with many of you on a snowy afternoon at the Panera a few months ago. I was on my way to a forum in Lincoln, and we spent an hour and 15 minutes together. I learned a lot because I took my father's advice. He said, Steve, you were born with one mouth and two ears. Use them in that proportion.
Classic Grossman. Not exactly rousing, but polite, upbeat, and building on a history with party regulars. Grossman's ties to the Democratic Party run deep. His grandfather, Max, who emigrated from Russia, sold envelopes to politicians as part of the family business. Max Grossman also worked on the mayoral campaign of John F. Kennedy's grandfather, known as Honey Fitz. Here's Steve Grossman.
Somebody once asked me, what kind of a Democrat are you? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, are you a yellow dog, liberal, what are you? I said, I'm a genetic Democrat.
As a teenager, Grossman hung a JFK poster out his window at Phillips Exeter Academy. Later, he raised money for Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis's presidential campaign. In 1990, he became chairman of a state Democratic Party reeling from Republican Bill Weld's victory in the governor's race. His rebuilding strategy began with meetings in all 40 state Senate districts. At the convention, Grossman, a 68-year-old father of three, will have the support of dozens of elected officials. One of them, State Rep. Jay Kaufman, introduced Grossman at the Lexington event. He called the treasurer a mensch, remembering how Grossman phoned his wife when her mother died.
He called her up and was engaged with her for quite some time. He had presumably a few other things to do, but he actually talked to her, listened to her, asked to hear something about her mother, and that's who he is.
Democratic strategist Scott Fersen, who is not aligned with any of the gubernatorial campaigns, says Grossman's approach is old school.
It's sort of the classic, you or a relative or somebody you know dies or gets married, Steve Grossman will come and bring a gift. You know, that stuff means something to people who play this game, and he's a master at it.
Grossman served as chair of the Democratic National Committee in the Clinton era. In 2010, he was elected state treasurer. Like all elected officials, he's reaped political advantage from his official duties. One of Grossman's duties is to serve as chairman of the Massachusetts School Building Authority. Since he took office, the authority has approved $1.8 billion in school construction and renovation projects. Among those projects, a new Elias Brookings Museum Magnet School here in Springfield. The original was destroyed 3 years ago by tornado. Springfield City Councilor K. Terry Walsh, a longtime Grossman supporter, says the treasurer was here within 48 hours. Pledging to rebuild. She says she reminds locals of the money Grossman has poured into the Brookings and other schools when she's out collecting signatures for him. Her dollar figure is a bit inflated, but her sentiment is real.
How about the $300 million that he's brought to the city of Springfield to repair all our schools? I think there's 300 reasons for you to sign the nomination papers.
This strategy, banking on support from hundreds of party insiders, is a bit out of date, according to longtime Democratic operative Lou DiNatale.
He's the quintessential insider in an age of outsiders.
DiNatale says the big story of Massachusetts politics in recent years is the triumph of outsiders like Governor Deval Patrick and U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. They rode grassroots enthusiasm to victory. Grossman, he says, is taking a very different tack.
He's been doing it the old way. He's been doing it from the inside out. And the new way is outside in.
But Grossman is trying to balance his image as a party insider with a focus on his lengthy business career atop the family's marketing firm. And at the moment, his biggest competition for the Democratic nomination is not a charismatic outsider. The outsiders in the race, Donald Berwick, Juliette Kayyem, and Joe Avalone, have not yet caught fire. No, it's another elected official, Attorney General Martha Coakley, who poses the biggest challenge. Beating Coakley at the convention may not resonate beyond the political class. These events don't usually draw much public interest. But Grossman, who trails Coakley by a wide margin in the early polls, is counting on a sizable impact.
We've got to come out of this convention with a lot of momentum and use those next 2 weeks to travel around the state and to expand that sense of energy and excitement and momentum. I think the convention will be, it'll be a catalytic moment.
Grossman, in short, sees the convention as a chance to turn his inside game into more of an outside game. And ultimately, that's what he'll need to become the next governor of Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.